virtual strip club, except for, like, she's getting tipped to take shots. She's getting tipped to get high. She's getting tipped to...
They like to tip and buzz this toy that's inside my pussy.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Wait, am I saying welcome? Okay. Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Karen Lee Potter.
And I'm Cam Potter.
And we are Sex Talk with my mom, the podcast.
My mother is leading the introduction this time.
And she already fucked up?
You fucked up. You're supposed to introduce what's my deal?
So my son is a stand-up comic and mime and virtual clown.
Virtual?
Well, like you are a clown.
Yes.
You're a striving clown.
Thank you. Aspiring clown.
You are a striving clown and a starving clown.
Thank you, mother. My mother is a self-proclaimed sex expert and cougar.
And today...
Well, you're going to say what the purpose of our podcast is?
And the purpose of our podcast is to talk about everything that parents and kids and people in general don't talk about.
To entertain and to explore sex in today's society.
That too. Yeah, we're doing it all.
All right, we're off to a great start.
You can see why Cam leads.
We wanted to see what happens if my mom led the intro
and
as opposed to me.
It's not a good thing.
All right, okay. No, you're doing well.
I'm doing well.
Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a poll later on as to who does better, and you better say Cam.
Because I don't like this?
I can't take the pressure. No. Okay, so anyway, today we have a very exciting show for you, but before we get into it, we thought we'd read a review of the week. And this review is short and sweet because I'm leading here, and it just makes it much easier because I can't read. We got the title of this review is Yes, 5 Stars by Zivi. Hands down, my favorite podcast of all time.
Do you know, it's funny. I think your voice even changes when you're leading because you're using as much mental faculties as you can muster right now.
It's true.
It's unbelievable.
I really think that I have like a learning disability.
No, you're doing great.
Oh, okay. Anyway, and we also have a new patron.
Wow, look at that.
And for those of you who don't know what Patreon is, it's a way to support us. It's the way to message us back and forth, and also it's a way to financially provide food for, you know, people like Cam and I.
It is also the best way to emotionally support us. We are taking a big risk in dedicating so much time to this podcast. Not only is the time investment very, very taxing, but also it's a big emotional risk for us to open up like this.
You
so
think?
If you want to support us, the best way to do that is through Patreon. Go to our Patreon channel, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom, and you can see that in our show notes.
And any donation brings a big smile on both of our faces. And we got one from a fellow patron on my YouTube channel. And his name is Paul. Shout out and a kiss to Paul. Mwah!
A virtual smooch. That's what you can get if you sign up for our patron.
We also, as a patron, value your opinion more than most people because you are the ones who support us. And we have polls that we take periodically. And the latest poll is going to be, do you have a topic or story that you've been waiting for us to discuss? And so far, we've been getting some really good suggestions.
What the fuck is this? What? I did not know that you posted this at all. Wait, do you have a topic or story that you've been waiting for us to discuss? And then you gave suggestions as their answers,
well,
which are our personal dating stories, sex advice, relationship challenges, and specific guests. This does not make sense.
Well, it says comment below. I mean, it was a poll, so I had to fill in the blanks.
Oh my God.
So it looked like people wanted to hear more about relationship challenges.
All right.
All right. Well, I was just, you know, making it easier. It was multiple choice.
A very long introduction.
Okay. So anyway, back to our...
We have not even explained what this episode is about.
That's what I'm saying. You're getting a little controlling there.
I am getting controlling. Okay. I'm backing off again.
Okay. So this episode is incredible because we have Kyra and Shay, who are webcam girls. And what those are will be explained. As Cam said, it's webcamming 101.
This is webcamming 101. If you listen to our last episode with Ella Darling, she is basically combining webcamming and virtual reality. And we decided, you know, we don't know enough about webcamming. Why don't we interview two real webcam models. And so these are, they're hilarious individuals.
Well, they have their own podcast.
They have their own podcast called Sex Work BB,
which you're going to find out was inspired by us and our podcast.
How do you feel about that, Mother?
I really, if you don't pat yourself on the back, nobody will. So I'm going to pat ourselves on the back because that's
the ripple
cool.
effect.
It's really cool that someone else developed a podcast based on listening to ours.
Terrific.
Okay, so back to the explanation of this. I know you're pointing at me. Like, you better get to the point over here. So you're going to hear some interesting dialogue between us and them, why they got into camming, what Camming 101 is all about. You're going to hear about, this was earth-shattering to me, that one of the webcam girls, I think it was Shay, had never had an orgasm or masturbated until she was 31 years old.
I think the whole episode will give you a different perspective on sex work and also how new technology is changing the game for sex work.
Right. And how lucrative it is. I'm like, why am I not making $500 an hour to basically, they don't, you'll find out more, but they don't really even do that much masturbating.
It sounds a lot like they're like surrogate therapists or friends,
yes,
or, you know.
But making a lot more money than surrogate therapists and friends and us.
Maybe. And it's an interesting question because they haven't gone through therapy school or, you know, they don't have their degrees in or licenses to practice this, but this is the position they found themselves in.
And they love it, and they're making a ton of money.
And they're helping people, I guess.
And they're funny as all get-go, so I think you guys are going to really enjoy it.
I will say one thing. I apologize for the audio quality of this episode.
It was all done through Skype, and somehow, probably my bad. My bad. I left the volume on the computer up, and I guess that's what...
No, it had nothing to do with that. But anyway, we apologize. This is a rare occurrence.
It's not that bad, by the way.
It's not that bad, but bear with us.
But we do have Cam, the semi-perfectionist here, so...
Thank you.
Anyway, there are some really funny moments in this. They, you know, you'll get a good glimpse of... Some of it can be even involve clowning.
I think I'd be very disturbed if you were a sex work... Or like a cam girl.
Well... Okay, don't worry. I don't think you have to be disturbed about it because I ain't doing it.
Well, it sounded like you were getting enticed by the money situation before.
$500 an hour? That's more than surgeons make.
I would fucking strip for $500 an hour.
And clowning. She said that some of the work is just like clowning.
Don't even get me
don't
started.
Don't tempt you.
I know. Cam on Cam, we've been talking about this.
So without further ado...
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the cam girls and the trees.
Oh, you're just rhyming.
just as bad
as me.
The cam girls and the dollar signs. Oh, yeah, it is harder when you can't. It's hard to riff on that.
It's not an easy task. So
stay tuned. We're back.
We have a sponsor. It's Warm Touch.
My mom forgot about the sponsorship.
Okay, But
this podcast is brought to you by Warm
Touch.
They have a product called The Touch. Their company is called Warm. You can find them at experiencewarm.com. This is an unbelievable product.
It is amazing. And based on your experiences, Cam, this is something you need because...
What the fuck does that mean?
Okay, so when you're in the heat of a massage, you know, you're massaging each other. We're going to have those guests on pretty soon too. But... When you're massaging,
this is the worst ad
when
I've
you're
ever
massaging someone, you don't have heated warm massage oil usually. But that's
I know you
what,
got cold finger. If you got cold fingers,
right.
Or you're in a cold climate like Chicago,
it's like scary. You get it's either that or you get these massage candles that burn, and then you put the hot wax on it.
We got to redo this ad.
Why?
We haven't even told them what the touch is.
Well, it's a dispensing system. For warming your favorite personal lubricants. What is that? Why is that so difficult?
It should have come way earlier in the ad.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay, it basically looks like a loop, like an arch, and it carries all of your lube, not all, 4 ounces. You put your lube in there. It warms it up to a beautiful temperature. You can put it under, you put your hand in the loop, which has very cool purple lighting.
And then next thing you know, it squirts some nice warm lube into your hand.
It's a beautiful, it's like a, it's a little scrumdiddlyumptious.
Well, you're not supposed to eat it.
You can if you put in eating lube.
Oh, that's
lube,
true if you put
edible lube.
But anyway, what's cool about this is that it's just like a lot cleaner. And I think it's a great idea.
Stick your dick under there.
Why do you always have to stick your dick in there?
I haven't stuck my dick under there. But
you actually
potentially
could.
You could stick your penis in there.
That's true.
Or whatever orifice or organ you want.
Okay, so how do
they
get this warm touch?
Go to experiencewarm.com. You can buy it right now.
And tell them you were sent there by Sex Talk with my mom.
How are you going
to
tell them that?
Don't we offer a promo code?
No.
Oh, no wonder. That's a problem. Okay, well, if we did...
Just go to Experience Warm. This is the only place you're going to find it in the market. This is a very revolutionary product that will warm your lubes. It's a great little gift, and it will be like a Pavlovian response.
Oh, yeah.
Where suddenly you hear that lube coming out.
And it's like foreplay. Instant foreplay.
Instant foreplay.
Love it.
Follow them on Instagram at Experience Warm.
And tell them we sent you on Instagram.
No, they can't do that either.
Yeah, they can.
On to the show.
Kyra and Shay, welcome to the show.
Yay!
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We are so excited to have you. As we said before, you are our first cam girls.
Your first cam girls, but Cam is breaking his cam virginity with this.
That's correct.
The closest thing we've interviewed to cam girls would be phone sex operator. And she proceeded to have a full-blown orgasm
on the show.
We promised you, Cam, we will not have an orgasm with you here on the show today.
No promises.
Okay, I promise. Kyra,
for yourself. The thing is, too, phone sex isn't crazy far away from what we do. Yeah. And a lot of cam models offer that as a service.
It sounds like Cam modeling or cam filming. What is the verb?
Or cam model, camming.
Yeah.
Camming seems to be like the extension of phone sex operating, right?
Well, it's the new age of phone sex. Is that what you're saying?
Is that right?
I don't know. I don't know if I would say that. I think when
I think it hurt phone sex.
Yeah, I think it hurt. Yeah,
but I think the internet hurt phone sex, like Pornhub and like tube sites. Sure.
So how is it different from phone sex aside from that it having a video component?
Well, when you start, so camming,
is that an ignorant question? That
might No.
But it's like a big question to ask. Yeah. Like there's a huge difference
because I think
similarity.
Yeah, and when we say we're cam girls, when we tell people we are cam girls, you think we cam. Like, that's just what they do. They cam. But no, we don't just cam. We cam, we sext, we phone
do
sex.
Do shows, like, throughout the day.
We record independent videos. Porn videos.
Sometimes fetish videos. We have the podcast, her and I personally.
Yeah, so the umbrella of what we call camming is big. And I think a lot of cam girls, maybe you start out just camming, but then you realize, I can film videos and make a passive income.
But there is nothing with this making a passive income. Like when I started, there's no handbook. So when you do it, and these girls get into it, you don't realize this huge umbrella. Like all the things she's talking about,
lot of money. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, no,
it's a lot of work. A lot of money. Is what it is. A lot of work.
Nothing. There's a quick turnaround. Either you're going to cam for a month and decide it fucking sucks, or you're going to do it for hopefully the rest of your life.
And you have to
you do grandma porn.
Yeah, and you have to find your niche too. Like you have to totally find what works for you. Like when I first started, I remember thinking I've got to get sexy and dress in lingerie. And
this is one of my favorite stories.
I looked so ridiculous. They were laughing at me, and it wasn't because they thought I was fun. It was because I was so uncomfortable, and it was obvious on cam. And I was like, this fucking sucks. I hate this. So
you put on this whole lingerie outfit and everything.
Oh yeah, because that's what guys find sexy, right?
I
will tell you, when I first started camming, I had never masterbated before.
I've interviewed you guys before, and I could not believe that when you said
that.
I was 32 years old and had never masturbated before. Though?
Can we pour some out for all the years that were wasted not masturbating?
Yeah. So I was just
This is Shay talking.
Oh, Shay, throughout her whole life.
She's were you an intensely religious Catholic girl or something that you
her?
Me?
No, not, I was thinking that I was thinking Shay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
not you, Kyra. We know that's not you.
I was really religious.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
No, we didn't get to you yet. Okay.
I was not raised religious, but did very, very much get involved with church, and I worked for a church for 5 years. But I wouldn't say that necessarily was why I never masturbated. I never really enjoyed sex. Like, sex is like was just like this thing that was not great in my marriage, and so I like it just was not interesting to me, I think. And masturbating like kind of fell under that same thing for me, and so that, and I very much had never orgasmed before, obviously, and so well, not obviously, I was married, but yeah, never orgasmed, so I never saw like the appeal to it, you know, like why would I want to masturbate?
Have you figured it out?
Oh, totally figured it out.
She's like, listen, I've been doing this 2 years, shit. Guys. Somebody's really got to fucking step up and help me. I am not figuring this out.
I found out what Hitachi was, and it was all over there. So.
Yeah, like the massager wand.
So what happen? Yeah. What happened? One day you went to a sex toy shop, found the Hitachi, said, I'll buy it, and that's
it? No, actually, I was dating this guy that was like, we're going to go get you a sex toy. And I was like, oh, my God. I was so embarrassed. Why? I don't know. But and so he took me to the sex store. And there's like 5,000 vibrators, right? Like, how do you, like, I don't know which one to pick. And
I have no idea.
No idea. I do. Yeah. So the girl recommended a rabbit to me. And I was like, all right, I'll try it, you know? So went home, tried it, realized what clit stimulation was. And
I mean, that's so bizarre. So you never even knew that the clit was your little penis.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Your little penis.
Your little penis.
Mm-hmm. It's so 1,000 times more sensitive than any penis.
Yep, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. No joke.
So I used
clit penises.
Yeah, used the rabbit for a while until I started camming, and every cam girl was talking about a Hitachi and how it would change your life.
and it does change your life. No joke. That thing changes your life.
So, believe it or not, I do not. I've never tried one, nor do I.
Listen, I'm by myself now, because like a lot of the time I have to stop myself, and like when I'm camming and stuff, I'm a little distracted because I'm working on stuff, or if I'm filming, I'm like thinking about how it looks. But if I'm like masturbating, like before I go to bed, I like to masturbate really quick. I have it down to a science with my Hitachi.
Yeah.
I have the same video I watch. I know which area to watch it. I can be done in like 60 seconds.
Oh, I think the first time I used my Hitachi, it was a matter of like 30 seconds. And I was like,
yeah.
Fuck you, Hitachi. Like, how dare you make me come so fast?
I made it so sexy. I was ready to masturbate for hours. Fuck you.
You know, it's so funny. I just got a text, and I actually showed it to Cam from one of my friends who was saying, I don't know what to do. I need to get some lube because I got a martini going. I'm ready to just, you know, get my vibrator out. And what type of lube do I use? And I'm like, Cam, you got to see this.
Thank you, Mom. I'm glad to see that your friends are asking for sex advice.
At least they're going to you.
Yeah.
That's
good.
I feel very honored. I feel so honored that people go to me for that type of advice.
I'm still confused. When you say camming, does this mean you're on a third-party website, and you're like stripping and masturbating in front of the camera, and guys are just in this room? I know there are like now variations of it, like you could sell stuff and it all falls under the umbrella of camming, but like traditional camming.
Camming 101.
Camming 101.
There's two different basic camming formats. Like some sites have it where it's focused on private shows. So private shows are where like you're in a room, guys come in and out to circulate to see if they're interested. They'll ask if like you're down to masturbate or tit play or ass play or just twerking, like whatever they're looking for. And if you're down, they take you private. It's usually just you guys. Sometimes they have options where people can like come in and spy what you guys are doing, but all you do is private. And then like, that's what Shay does. And then what I'm on is like,
Shay, I don't understand. So there's a guy, there are guys that are on their computers and they say, I want to go private. Mm-hmm. And then
do you see them?
You can see them.
Mm-hmm. Like I charge.
You don't want automatic. It's your choice.
You want to see them?
If they want to pay me an extra $20 to watch them as well, why I masturbate? Sure. Yeah.
Do you have any desire to look at them even?
Sometimes you get a cam on and you're like, damn, he's hot, you know? Like,
honestly, these guys, like, when I first started doing this, I was like, I am totally prepared for them to be, like, the creepiest, weirdest guys. And, dude, I, like, some guys, like, yeah. Why are you here? It's because they're shy. It's because they're, like, video gamers, you know what I mean? But these, like, some guys, I'm like, yeah, we can be friends, I guess. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
It pays me to watch you jerk off. Sorry. Like, it's going to be an extra $20.
I mean,
like,
open cam, BB.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Have you developed relationships with these guys, some of these guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be
cool. I have friends I talk to every day that were there the first day I ever cammed.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, which was two years, like five months.
Are they still paying you, or at this point they're just friends?
They would not be friends with her if they stopped paying her.
That's not true. You know, there are some people that I'm in a relationship with, but people go through shit. You know what I mean? Like, just because they can't pay me for like 2 months, but like, I know shit's getting real for them, then whatever. Like, stick around, be here. But then I know if you care about me, you're going to come make sure I'm taken care of as well.
Well, and it's funny that you say that, because I have a regular that it's been... October was a year that we have been doing, I'd say, at a minimum of 7 hours of camming a week together. And he said to me today that a friend of his was like, she wouldn't be your friend if, like, you didn't pay her all that money, you know? And I really disagree with that, because you get to know these people, and, I mean, I know about his family, his brothers, I know about his job, his promotions. Yeah. I mean, I know everything about
him. You know
him.
When you go into the store.
Like, I mean, I know during these cam sessions,
that types of information comes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
no,
because you're not...
The thing is, too...
You're not just masturbating with them. Some of these people, no. I mean,
I haven't masturbated on cam for, like, 2 weeks, and I cam almost every night.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So, and I don't even actually cam anymore. I haven't cammed since June.
What does that mean? Then you just talk to them on the phone?
Okay, so like the site that I'm on, I do public shows. So that's like what I'll have my topic. I'll be like, listen, we're going to go topless in this many tokens, which is the currency on this site. And so as a group, these like 60 to like 300 guys are watching you and chatting in your chat room. It's a big open chat room. And like a lot of time for me, like I do silly things. Like I say I can talk with my mouth closed. So if you tip this, I'll do it. Or I'll jump on one foot. Like a lot of the time you think that you're going to see girls being like crazy overtly sexual. But when you look, like some, they're wearing silly onesies or they're standing on their head. They're hula hooping. They're like doing funny accents. They're like miming.
There's
girls. Oh my God, are they clowning?
There's a girl that does theme nights. Like it's like rock and roll night, aerobics night. Like she like dresses up and they do like silly stuff. Craft night. Some models have
cosplay. Some of these girls, I mean, they have an actual award just for cosplay for cam girls.
Dressing up. Wait, I have a question for you. This is a very important question. Cam is a mime. He's a clown. He's a mime.
Yeah.
Do you think that Cam could make a lucrative career on this thing?
You could. Chatterbait has
men. And I was going to say, Chatterbait has men, but if you filmed, I bet you could definitely find a site that would appreciate it. They might want you to do... we had a girl on our podcast who is literally turned on by clowns.
Yep.
Like, that's her fetish.
Yep.
She dresses up as a clown, likes to fuck as a clown.
Yep. Cam may have to get the...
Cam, have you ever fucked with your clown makeup on?
No, I actually don't.
Have you ever fucked somebody else that had clown makeup on?
No, I haven't either.
Does the thought of that turn you on?
Did you like that?
Big boner for that.
Well, no, and like for me, I was a clown growing up, like for birthday parties and like events and stuff. Yeah, and so for me, like because I was a clown for like 3 years, like thinking about it in that like circumstance, it's unusual for me. Do you know what I mean? But I respect that. Like, live your best life. But like for me, it's just. It has so much naivety. Like, it's really childish. You know what I mean? Like, so for me, I think about kids a lot, and that just doesn't get me turned on.
Yeah, it's a bizarre idea to think of, like, because the whole thing about clowning is that you try to access this inner child within you, Mm-hmm. And so the idea of bringing that into the bedroom is a very bizarre.
Oh, well, there are people that, like, specifically, there are cam models that they look extremely young. That's why they like them. It's because they look so young. So, I mean, like, man, we all have our stuff. You learn a lot. I've seen
How long have you each been doing camming?
Yeah, two and a half years.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 years. We started about the same time. Mm-hmm. I started listening to your guys' podcast right around the same time. And mm-hmm. I was like, this is so cool. Like, this sounds really fun. I really, I loved what you guys were doing. And I was like, I can make a podcast. And I was like,
so easy.
Yeah. So, and then I was like, I can't do this alone. There's no way I could do this alone. So,
and then she asked 12 other people that said no.
And then bring in a crowd.
No.
I was like, why the fuck not?
We every day suffer a lot of stigmas of sex work. The negativities of it, that we're not real people, we're forced to be here, we're all terrible.
It's all mothers. Sexual, like, we just are constantly masturbating all day or fucking somebody all day. That's not what we do.
And so I wanted to try to end that. Cool. And
now, when you say the stigma, though, are those people in your community or are people online? Where are these people?
I think everybody
everywhere?
Has their person. Yeah, everywhere.
I mean, everywhere.
Well, the thing is, too, like, porn stars have an issue with cam models. You know what I mean? Like, and then some cam models have a beef with them. Prostitutes. I apologize.
Oh, interesting.
Not what, I don't think that's the word we're supposed to use.
There's
anymore.
Like,
we had prostitutes on our show. They said, you call anything, you call hookers.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think there's a PC word for it.
And I think there's like this, we've talked about it. Yeah. And we've talked about it on our podcast. There's like a sex work hierarchy. Like, mm-hmm. like girls that are like, think they're above others and that they're not, like, we are better than a prostitute because they actually sell their body and we don't, and we're classier than that. And fuck it all. You
I
know?
Literally, like, sell my body all day. That's what I do.
Did you guys have any trouble with that stigma?
Well, are either of you guys married?
No. Mm-mm. No.
I've been married. And I have kids with them. And literally, I was sending a text to my friend about a funny tweet that Kyra posted. And I sent the picture to my ex, my baby daddy. I sent a picture of, like, me tweeting, my cam model name tweeting. And so he's like, oh, are you kidding me?
He's like, that was how you – see, I haven't heard this story.
That is how happened. He found out, right?
So I called him, and I was like, don't be a douche about this. I was like, listen, this is my life. I'm not fucking with you anymore. Who the fuck do you think you are coming up to me? Like, no way. And he was like, listen, we have kids. I don't want our kids to think that sex work is okay just because you did it. He's like, but then he said this. He said, I'm totally okay with sex work. And if they decide to do it on their own, I'm totally okay with that. But I don't want you to be the deciding factor for them.
Oh.
I was like, straight up. And he was like, and I was like, yeah. Bitch. Like, so everybody in my life knows.
Yeah.
And like, I am so unapologetically a sex worker.
When you were getting into it, were you like, this is kind of weird? Or were you like, fuck?
My whole life, I wanted to be famous for being attractive. And I mean, I was sending nudes like as soon as I got my first phone when I was like 14 years old. Like, and I was like, damn, I did that so many years for free.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, imagine all the money I'd have right now.
Oh, so
no, and nobody's surprised that I do it either.
But you don't use your real name?
No.
Okay, so I do have a question. Kyra, so, like, and both of you guys, do you make a lot of money? Or what, I guess it depends on what you think a lot of money is, but is it a very lucrative business?
It is very lucrative. I think if you're...
Our perspective gets skewed. Listen, like, when you sign on your first day, and then, like, I'm on for an hour and a half, and my first night I made $200. That's a lot for an hour and a half.
I'll say.
You know what I mean? That's good hourly wage. But listen, if I get on cam now, there are times where I'm like sitting there and I make like $70 in an hour. I'm like, seriously, guys, I'm going to go to bed if it's going to be like this.
Wait,
like, I'm going to go to bed. Because like we like.
$70 to you is a shitty hourly wage.
Yeah.
Okay.
$70,
but you have to
like a 5-minute show.
But you have to think about it. We have to pay our own taxes. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't include our taxes. Yeah, but when you sit...
Also, how many hours a day are you working?
Well, and that's what she was saying. Like, we work constantly. Like, you might be on cam for an hour, but you are working on your graphics, you're working on your promotion, you're working on your marketing, you're working
your
on
video, your editing.
You're working on your follow-up emails to those people that have mm-hmm. purchased. You, like, there was a point where I felt like I was working non-stop. And I was.
I feel that every day.
And I feel that way,
don't make 70 bucks an hour.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, today I made $75 in 10 minutes, you know? So...
Yeah, I was going to say, and last night I made $500 an hour.
Yeah, so...
What is wrong with me?
But...
You tell us.
But it's really...
I got an affiliate link for you, such as ours.
But it's a lot of work to get to that point. Like, I don't want people to hear...
I was just talking to somebody about that. Somebody was like, I can't believe you're charging this month. A year ago, somebody only charged me this. And I'm like, dude... I have bust my ass for 2 years to be able to charge these prices.
Yeah.
I
remember when I first started, I would sit on cam for like 6 hours and make maybe $30. Like,
yeah. It was your internship.
The type of camming like Kyra does is like, she is a party host and she has every night
to the party.
60 guys who are going to show up to have her host a party for them. It is like, it is a virtual strip club, almost.
Oh, wow.
Except for, like, she's getting tipped to take shots. She's getting tipped to get high. She's getting tipped to...
play different games that I'm doing. Well, I also have a Lush, so, like, they tip me when I'm, like, taking a drink of water. They like to tip and buzz this toy that's inside my pussy.
Like, but, like, you have to find what works for you. I mean, I've played high-low card
like
game.
If you win, you get a video.
Like, you have to find what works for you. I have sat, and I'm a full-time college student. I've sat and did my homework on cam and had them just come by to support me, to support my goals of finishing my degree.
Wow. Oh, my God. Did any of them correct your
Oh, yeah, I have, homework? I have the regular that's been with me for a year. He sits and helps me with my accounting homework all the time.
Oh my God.
That's my cam time.
I mean, they do say that with, you know, anything I've read about prostitution is that a lot of it is just wanting to talk to someone. It's not really the actual act of sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say we probably actually masturbate. And if you work 10 hours of cam, you're probably masturbating about 20 minutes of those 10 hours.
Oh, wow. And can you say no if they say, I want you to stick something up your ass?
Oh, yeah. And we talk about that on our podcast.
We work for ourselves. We are the boss.
Yeah. And that's like one of our biggest advice to new baby cam girls is
don't
be afraid
push your limit.
To say no. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with what you're doing. If you get pushed into doing, and guys will push and they will push and they will push. I mean, they will but they will, like, especially if you're brand new, and new girls get scammed all the time.
What drives you guys to keep doing this?
What keeps me going, obviously, is money, but I get to work for myself. My life, look at all the fucking shit I'm doing. I would there's no way I would have ever thought that this is the opportunities that I'd be willing to get. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm a decently sexual person in general, so it's really not difficult for me to get into that headspace. But I just think this job's fucking awesome. I love this job.
And it's awesome. And you meet so many people from around the world.
So many people.
Yeah.
So what do you think the effect is for these guys? I know there are a lot of people.
That's a good question.
That say that porn is not great for people to watch because it kind of gives you these unnatural fantasies.
And it's not an educational tool as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's okay to divulge in your fantasies. Like, what? I don't understand why that would be an issue to be able to just. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what about the idea that, like, oh, so these men are kind of, they're escaping into their computers as opposed to going out into the world and finding real women to meet and
hook up with their... I would partially agree with that. I think that there's some that they end up falling in love with us.
That's happened to me like twice.
Yeah,
but what do you do? What do you say? It's
I am honest to a fault. Like, I can't lie. I can't like pick up an item at the store and then set it on a different shelf, because then I'm like, that's not where it fucking goes. Like, I am like so, I don't know. But
it's hard. There are girls that lead them on that, yeah. You know, and
I can't pretend
we would be lying if we sat here and said that there was not crit cam girls that we knew that met their boyfriends through camming
or husbands.
It happens. Well, it does.
I'm sure that a lot of these guys
an invitation to try to
hook up with a cam girl, please.
With the cam model.
But have guys said to you, you know, I'd like to meet you in person, because I get that a lot and I don't want to meet anybody in person.
I get asked all day long.
Yeah. And, so what do you say?
And we realize that we'll be meeting.
We're never going to meet. and you know
I,
that.
I usually tell them, like, if there's an opportunity for us to be at, like, Exotica or AVN or something like that, great. I would love to meet with you then and give you a hug. But beyond that, like, you won't be taking me out to dinner. We won't be going for drinks.
Having sex.
You know, like, a lot of these guys, sometimes you have to talk about those uncomfortable boundaries, because some of them, that's just their fantasy. Like, they want you to role play that, and that is fine.
But they know that it's not going to happen.
As long as they understand that there's a boundary of...
This has been a fascinating, fascinating interview.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. You've opened my eyes to this whole world, and I've never
so
seen
happy
it.
That you're welcome. And as well as it's doing.
Yeah.
So
happy. We expect to thank see you so on much. Chatterbait, Cam.
Do you guys have anything you'd like to plug to our listeners?
I mean, obviously, go ahead and try to, you can find us at on iTunes. We also have sexworkbb.com, which is our SoundCloud. We have patreon.com/sexworkbb, which is like where you probably should go.
So check out sexworkbb. Check them out on Patreon. And check out our stuff on Patreon, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. That's the best way to support us. It really
we should ask them the one question.
It goes beyond just like giving us money. It's really saying like we really support what you guys are doing.
And you can message us back and forth because we're still young enough to do that. Yeah. But I was going to say that we haven't asked them the traditional question.
We end all of our interviews by asking, have you ever walked in on or your parents or have anyone walked in on you? Have your parents walked in on you?
I've had sex in a room where like 8 people are sleeping. So like that's a weird. I've had a lot of public sex where a lot of people are around. So
no,
like,
but,
that's
but
hard.
But has your parents?
Have your parents?
Parents specifically?
I remember.
Oh no!
I have a really terrible story actually. I was like maybe 19. And I had a boyfriend, and his friend came over and was, like, hanging out in town for the weekend. And I remember hearing my mom have sex with his friend in the room next door to me.
Oh, wow.
But I don't think that I ever – I mean, I was 19.
I've heard
they
a lot
19,
of sex happening.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever walked in on them. Thank God.
All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you guys so much for joining
us. Thank you for having us.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.